As you probably know, I'm Julia, and I'm going to share a bit about my experience with youth work, both in the parish and here. So, firstly, well, I've been in St. Mary's all my life, so I've kind of grown up in the system, sampled a bit of everything. The first thing that I want to talk about is Sunday school, which is really important because it kind of gives you the... It gives young people the foundation to base their faith on, really. It's learning about the Bible and what fundamentally God and faith is. So it's really important to kind of use that as a starting point. And obviously having that in place here has been very useful. Youth work has been really, really important because... obviously, being a young person in society today, there's a lot of distraction and pressure from the outside world to sort of forget about God. It's very easy to sort of go to church on a Sunday and then forget about God during the week. And so having the youth work in place here and in the parish, it's been so important for putting God everywhere. It kind of really works as a support system. Another thing that's very, very important in my faith is May Camp and Soul Survivor. May Camp and Soul Survivor are, well, May Camp is a diocese-wide camp for young people that the parish take a group to, and Soul Survivor is kind of countrywide, which the parish also take a group to. And they've been really, really important because they're a place where you can actually see God working. A lot of the time it's quite difficult to see on a small scale, but when you go to a camp like that, when there's so many people being touched by God at the same time, it's kind of amazing to see and kind of smacks you in the face that God's really there. So it's been really important for kind of backing God up and showing that he's actually there. Another thing that's been instrumental in my faith is the friends that I have. This, like, has come out of the youth work in the parish and church, really, because my best friends are from the parish / this church. And they're really important because they work as a support group. Having a belief in God in common with them is really important because we can kind of feed back to each other and help each other when things get difficult. And it's really important having God in that relationship as well because it strengthens us. So yeah, that's been really important. And finally, I'm going to talk about growing leaders and fuel. Growing Leaders is a parish-wide course for young people who want to be leaders. And Fuel was a weekend away in the diocese, which was kind of a follow-up to Growing Leaders. It was a weekend away for young leaders as well. What these things did for me was boost my confidence hugely. Before them, I probably would I hated doing even readings in church. So for me to talk to you now is really because of them. They were what kind of kick-started a confidence in myself, but also in God. And they were what showed me to trust in God as opposed to leaning on my own understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. I've been asked as well to speak about the importance of church and parish-wide youth work. So over the last few Sundays, I've looked at the lectionary readings each day, each Sunday, to see what might the Lord be saying about the church and the importance of discipling our young people. And over the weeks, there's been lots that's come up in readings, the importance of teaching God's word and the wisdom from it, of not just hearing his word, but doing what it says, Last week it was about Paul's instructions on how to live and how important it is for us as adults and youth leaders to model those instructions. How easy, as Julia said, it is to lose trust sometimes. And we need to support our young people to keep going. And then finally, Paul refers to his church at Philippi as his joy and his crown. It's so important that we affirm our young people and we encourage them and praise them. Today's readings are also important. In Exodus, we read about the conversation between Moses and God. And the Lord says to Moses, "My presence will go with you and will give you rest." And Moses replies, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." And I believe, looking at this passage this week, that the passage speaks of a really strong relationship between God and Moses. Moses depends on God. They spend time together. Time with God refreshes and feeds Moses, gives him rest. Moses speaks of God's presence distinguishing him from the Lord's people, from others. When we spend time with God, it transforms us, and it should make a difference to who we are and what we do. This morning we've heard, just from one of our young people and from others during the week, and they've all spoken of how God testified to how he's transformed their lives, how they've been helped through the church, through parishes and camps, to learn more about him. What are his heart? What's his heart and purposes for them? How can they depend on him to live out their faith? In Matthew, we heard how Jesus was tested by the Pharisees, but Jesus stayed strong and showed integrity. It's so important that our churches are places where our young people are enabled to have the strength of faith and character, that they too will not be swayed by others, that they'll know the truth and be wise, and that they will reflect God's glory everywhere they go and amaze other peoples. I see that with our young people at TGI Friday's Youth Club. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul is here thanking the Lord for the church, for their work produced by faith, labor prompted by love, and endurance and steadfastness. Paul and the team lived amongst the Thessalonians for a while. They brought the gospel not just by words, but by power, the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. The result of these leaders spending time with their young people, with their church, was that the church not only became imitators of Paul's team, but also the Lord. Their faith was known everywhere, and others paid testimony to them. This morning, I want to say thank you for a similar relationship that you've got going on in this church, a relationship of faith relay, to thank God for the youth leaders in this church and this parish. This church, I don't know whether you realize, has some of the most faithful and enduring youth workers in the parish. Not because they need to be enduring for this particular church, but their faithfulness and their steadfastness. People like, and they'll be embarrassed, Alistair Inglis Taylor, Richard Herrington, Nigel Stalley, Martin and his wife Dexter. I've gone blank on her name. Why have I gone blank on your name, Pam? Sorry. Pam and Martin Dexter and many others. Some of these leaders have been teaching in your Sunday clubs for 15 years. They not only give their time, though, they are imitators of the faith and the Lord to the young people here. The result here at St. Mary's is the same as Paul to the Thessalonian church. The youth leaders are imitating the Lord, not just through words, but they've handed the baton on to young people like Julia. And Julia now goes on to pay witness to them, and more importantly, to the Lord and his truth in her life to other people, even as far afield as Peru coming up. I want to leave you just with the ways I was challenged by this morning's readings. How important is my relationship with God? How much time do I actually spend in his presence? Is it enough to transform and distinguish me from others in what I say and do? What sort of imitator am I? Not just of knowing my Bible, but actually living it out. Maybe ways as a church we can perhaps be challenged. How are we bringing the gospel to our young people? Not just with words, but with through the power of the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. Are our young people clear by what we do and say, by the time we give, and by the way we enable them to serve, that they are treasured and that they too are our crown and joy? Are they encouraged into seeking God's presence? The church, I believe, have the potential to be key imitators of the Lord and power of God's presence to our young people. We've seen one example this morning, and Isabel spoke of others at other churches. We've seen one example of the fruit of faithful youth work, and we need more. I believe strongly in a ministry of presence, God's presence, and God's presence through us. Our young people may not remember all we say to them, but they will remember how we cared. They will notice if what we believe and speak is lived out in our lives in front of them. So I just want to finish by thanking you all for what you're doing in this church for the young people. Please, I'd love to help to do that more. Tell us if there's a way in which you feel you could help more. We really need to support our young people, especially here, maybe on Sunday mornings. Is there a way in which you can help Alistair and Richard with the Sunday morning groups? I believe that as you give, you do receive in youth work. That it's through giving that you receive. We learn more from our young people than they do for us. Thank you.